In the Loop with Chris, Zach, and Alex Lupica.
Hey everyone, we want to let you know that today's episode of In the Loop is brought to you by Geico. When shopping for car insurance, consider this. Geico has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to geico.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money. All right, here we go. Time for a podcast, Chris. We were just talking a little Jim McElwain. He's speaking out in the wake of the shark picture leak.
Yeah, truly, I could do this whole podcast on McElwain. The headline reads, Jim McElwain says that that's not him nude and humping a shark. After 2 days, you know, the buzz became more of an outcry, and finally Jim faced the music, stepped up and said, I don't know who that is, but it's not me.
How fired up do you get when you see Jim McElwain and nude in the same headline?
That is like a headline tailor-made for Chris.
It's like the Knicks winning the championship.
I was having an awful Monday. Like, I'm not kidding. Like,
I needed the McElwain scandal.
I had to get up at 5, flew to Chicago, first flight out, sitting in a conference, and it made me irrationally happy. I'm not kidding.
Yeah, it's the little things for you.
Dad has this, I don't remember the exact theory, but he's like, when you have to deny something, you're already in a bad spot. Like, if you have to deny that it's you humping the dead shark's body, you're already having a shitty
Monday. It the animal, like, activists who have came out negatively against McElwain?
The animal activists cannot be happy.
PETA, we got PETA of McElwain's ass.
I cannot imagine PETA is psyched about
They're not happy, okay? I mean, whoever this man
because
is,
he killed the
not,
shark or because he's humping it nude?
It's all of it. They don't like that the shark's dead.
They don't like
that they're making a mockery and that this guy is just humping the daylights out of a dead shark.
Where do you stand personally on this issue? Do you think it's him or not?
I'm fine with it either way.
Is it him or not, Kloof? I know you've run the forensics. You got the facial match recognition.
What are they saying on the dark web where you hang around?
If you guys watch it, he seems so pissed. He's either a great, great liar or it's really not him.
So who's the reporter that manned up and asked him about it is what I want to know. Everyone's waiting and someone just has to have the balls.
Can you imagine being the PR guy who has to go to his office? You're like, so coach,
I emailed you a link.
I emailed you this link and there's no other way for me to say this. What were you up to this weekend? Did you hump a shark?
You were fishing, which I know, but I don't know. This doesn't look like you.
Especially with how, I mean, McElwain, you've seen him light people up on the sidelines. Not a friendly looking guy.
He doesn't look like the guy's going to hump a shark dead, though.
Wait, so he loves to fish?
No, I have no idea.
Oh, I was going to say.
I'm just guessing. I mean,
noted shark fisherman.
He must. Come on.
I would, if this was Saban, I think I might have quit my job. I would have been so
Chris,
happy.
That would be a very different situation.
Saban's little 5'8 frame, tight little ass, humping a shark. Oh, man.
Kloof, you got a big weekend coming up. Off a big derby weekend, by the way.
All of us together for the Derby, all of us winners at the Derby.
Except Scythe, our horse expert.
Yes, Scythe, first loss in 6 years.
He was hung in there, though.
Irish, right?
Irish, yeah. Irish war cry.
Who we had also.
He was hanging around.
Did he finish third?
Yeah.
No, fourth.
Fourth.
Because I actually took him to finish top three, and I was not rewarded. So
Some guy who had the trifecta turned 75K off a dollar, I think.
Yeah, that's nice.
that's very
good. It's a good day.
Yeah.
I hate when that happens.
But yeah, nice win, Kloof.
Yeah, it was great. So that was a fun weekend. But yeah, I got a surprise bachelor party for one of my buddies.
Bachelor party.
Yeah. God, do we have to hold this episode now?
Yeah, I was thinking that, but probably not.
Bachelor party, Kloof.
I doubt it's going to be already
ruining things. If we have to redo all that McElwain stuff, we're screwed.
I doubt it's going to make the Globe. But yeah, so we got a surprise bachelor party. Looking forward to it. My old stomping grounds. Big weekend coming up.
Very good. We just hope he's not listening.
Yeah, if you're listening, no worries. It's not a surprise.
Kloof, big news week.
What else happened? Did anything else happen besides that?
I was thinking today, what the hell are we going to talk about?
Zach has no idea what I'm referring to.
Do you really not,
Do
Zach?
You?
What?
Do you know what I'm referring to when I say, like, big? Yesterday was a big news day.
Yeah, dude. I mean, that's big. It's not as big as Harvey, which is I thought you were first referring
no.
to.
By the way, Kloof, before we get on to James Comey, which is what I was referring to. You know about it?
You think that's bigger than Harvey?
Dark Knights is one of the best post covers I've ever seen.
That would be, that's going to be what it says on my gravestone.
In your book, the FBI director getting fired is bigger than Harvey not showing up to a game.
Both are very good. I'd say they're on equal footing.
I don't get that.
Kloop, you know Comey's tall.
Yeah, you remind me
he's
a lot.
He's 6'8".
No.
Yes.
Yeah, six he's, foot eight.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the now former FBI
he's
director.
He's almost a footer.
6 foot the Ocho. Yeah, he's jeez. Huge. And you like to have a tall FBI director, Kloop.
Any college basketball or anything in his
past? I think there is basketball in his past. I mean, there is a hard. It's hard to not have basketball in your past when you're 6'8".
Yeah, right, they put you on
grew,
the block.
Yeah, unless he grew when he was like 35. But you don't see a lot of
that's
that
unusual.
So I think Trump's got to find someone taller. You got to go with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar or something.
Do you have anyone bigger?
Yeah, we want to go taller. So, yeah, Zach, we won't get... What do you think?
I don't care.
You think Trump got together with the Russians on the election?
Don't care.
Zach would be so good on First Take because like 80% of the topics he would be like, pass, that's
yeah,
stupid.
Yeah, don't care.
They're like, okay, well, brutal. Stephen A. will just do this one on his own.
Yeah, Steve.
You know who Zach... wants on the podcast more than anyone else, Kloop? Poppy.
Ortiz.
I love him.
No, from Levitard Show.
I love that guy. He's the best thing ESPN's got.
Dan Levitard.
I haven't seen Zach laugh that hard in a while.
Man, that guy's funny.
He's electric. He was
do you think
good.
He's funny just because his accent is so...
I just think that I love the whole skit.
Yeah, it's good. Him, Bomani, Dan.
He sits there squeezed in between those two. It's great.
Yeah, he was like labeling... He was talking about what every item... he was wearing cost. Everything was like below $5. He said he got his underwear in 1979, and they were an expensive 98
and then
cents.
They tried to show everyone.
Yeah, and then they cut them. They fade to black. It's a gorgeous show.
Right, and we get shit for having a podcast. Dan Levitard's got his dad on national TV every day.
Run around his undies. So, look, we're going to lead with Harvey. Don't worry.
Good.
Do you have anything for us, FBI, Alex? I mean, this is it good? Is it bad? Most people seem to think...
You seem to have a lot on this guy's size and not
bad,
much else.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I like... the size is the first thing that jumps out at you. No, I mean, obviously, it raises some questions, Kloop, because the reason that they're giving for his firing is how he mishandled the Clinton email case. And if you'll remember during the campaign, Trump was quite a fan of his handling of the Clinton email.
Effusively praised the guts.
Yeah, so it is an interesting justification.
Right. And it was apparently at the behest of some guy who just came aboard a week ago.
Rod Rosenstein, who... do you watch Billions?
Of course, yeah, but Rosenstein, I haven't seen the finale.
Rosenstein is Dake.
Who?
Is Dake, the lawyer who's... all over Giamatti, and then gets named
to the Eastern
District.
He's a rat.
Yeah, that's Rosenstein, Kloop. The deputy AG.
Interesting.
They look alike. They're both very thorough attorneys. Yeah,
I got it.
When you see him, you're going to like the comparison.
All right, well, we're looking forward to hear what the Donald has to say tonight about it. He's got a big interview.
And he's sticking with it as far as we know.
I don't really think he has much recourse now. He fired him.
I know, but you know they didn't schedule that interview, like, after this happened.
Yeah.
It's
been
on the books.
Oh, you mean
he's
on
like,
the interview.
Ooh, this is a tough day.
He must be so pissed when he has to do this thing.
Like, give an interview?
Yeah. Like, give an interview.
I mean, it's going to be...
the usual.
An above-average chafe of a night. Yeah.
Yeah. Not as good as just sitting in the robe watching Fox.
Watching Capitals Penguins in your robe.
Just
having,
sitting in the
down
Lincoln bedroom.
Sucking down a Diet Coke on ice.
That's a lot like what I'm going to do.
Yeah, same.
Who do you think broke him the news today that he had to do the interview?
Pence.
They're like, Mike, this is why you're number two.
Deliver the news, Mike. Do it in your kind of folksy way and make him feel all right about it.
Zloop, NBA playoffs?
Yeah.
You got thoughts?
Yeah, I got tons of thoughts. Yeah.
Well, let's skip over to the other side, and we'll talk a little Harvey to start things off.
Fine.
We have lots more coming up on In the Loop, but before we get to all of it, we want to tell you about Helix. One size fits all never really fits, right? So then why is your mattress one size fits all? Well, because a truly customized mattress will cost you $5,000 to $10,000 until now. You have to check out Helix.com. Here's what we want you to do. Go to helixsleep.com, answer a few simple questions, and they'll run a 3D biomechanical model of your body, resulting in an optimized mattress that's completely custom to your needs. It will also be the most comfortable mattress you've ever slept on. They even can customize each side of the mattress for couples. Your mattress arrives at your door in about a week, and shipping is completely free. And here's my favorite part. You have 100 nights to try it out, and if you don't love it,
They'll pick it up for free and give you a full refund, no questions asked. Go to helixsleep.com/Mike and get $50 off your order right now. That's helixsleep.com/Mike for $50 off. helixsleep.com/Mike.
All right, Luke, take us through the timeline, inch by inch, second by second, Harvey 1-0.
The Dark Knight.
Missing the 4 p.m. arrival.
And the Dark Knight.
It's hard to miss a 4 p.m. arrival at anything.
Yeah, you go out all night and then you play golf.
Then you take a snooze.
And then you go to sleep.
You take a little tiger.
So Friday night, he goes out. He's supposed to be at the park by Saturday at 4 p.m. Seems reasonable.
Pitching Sunday.
And I've heard a lot of ex-MLB players say that it's unheard of for a guy not to show up to the park. Like, yeah. Like 15-year big leaguers say they've never seen it before, and if somebody doesn't show up, then there's like something seriously wrong. So he went out, he texts the trainer like an hour after he's supposed to be there that he has a headache. They send people to his apartment.
They're like, Harvey has another headache.
Yeah, he's there in his robe.
Yeah,
they show up. They call them pajamas.
Yeah.
So yeah, and then he had to come out with an apology to his teammates, the fans, the usual
fine
company lines. He got suspended 3 games.
Okay, couple questions. Pitchers have to be at the park every game, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Unless it's like a road game where you're dealing with injuries.
Is that normal for a pitcher to not be at the park on a road game?
If you're starting like the next game in a different city, sometimes they won't be there, but they're usually there.
Okay. Secondly,
and it was
where
a home game.
Does the sex toy in Plawecki's locker factor in, or is that
I don't
irrelevant?
Think it really does.
Because
I don't think those are connected.
Now listen,
other than like the behavior of the Mets in general seems to be questionable at the moment.
But at first, that was like the thing. They're like Harvey, you know, putting.
Well, that
sex
was just
toys
out there
everywhere.
Before people figured it out.
Right. Okay. So, and then I guess lastly here,
Kloop trying to connect Juan Oak to the sex toy.
Classic. We have the Julian Edelman, Adriana Lima
right.
piece, which appears to be the catalyst. I guess Harvey was dating Adriana Lima.
Right.
He's sitting there. He sees pictures of her leaving with her ex-boyfriend, Julian Edelman.
Right.
And Lima apparently tells Harvey, like...
They were at the Met Gala.
Met right? Gala.
Wait, so Edelman and Lima were together before?
Seriously
yes.
did.
Yes.
And then she dated Harvey?
Yes.
Now she's back with Julian.
Well,
I don't know if her and Harvey are necessarily dating or just running around together.
Right.
Like
so,
bunch, you know.
And then apparently she reached out to Harvey and was like, yeah, it's, you know, he freaked out. And she was like, what are you freaking out about? It's not what we have is not that serious. So he kind of went off the rails.
Right. And I think that the suspension probably comes from the fact that it's not a one-time deal with him.
Oh, you think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, right. I mean, you
I think single Harvey, it sounds like that's the catalyst here. Single Harvey sounds a lot like single Kloop.
Oh, God. Also, Lima, 36 years old.
That gasp says it all.
Yeah,
you
Lima's,
know exactly
yeah.
what I'm talking about.
Adriana Lima, 36? Matt Harvey, like, get it figured out. What, are you going to marry a 36-year-old? What is he, 28?
Dude, what is age? Maybe you loved her.
Age
You're
is
just
a lot.
Crushing okay. Lima now.
How did it work out for Demi Moore and Ashton Kutcher? It's not going to work out. Like, he should move
Fine
on.
For Kutcher.
He should find something younger, someone younger, not something, and move on and go back to pitching well. The other problem is he's lost some pitching ability, Zach.
He hasn't been pitching well.
And he's got a contract coming up.
And he's got this end of this year, and he's got one more year. He still, his stuff has still kind of been there. I mean, I think it's way too late to, you know.
But he doesn't throw as hard, does he?
Well, he had two arm surgeries. No. He had Tommy John, and then he had the thoracic outlet syndrome surgery.
Alex, tie a bow on this one for
It's
us.
Much easier to get away with off-the-field shenanigans when you're pitching well. Or playing well.
It's also much easier to get away with it when you're not in New York. But he set himself up for a comeback story. All he needs to do is start pitching well. And
Oh, know, they're going to embrace him. But
and
here,
they'll love him again.
I totally agree. We've talked about this before. I mean, even earlier with the Johnny Manziel stuff, like a long time ago. It's almost
I was off on that.
It's almost charming for athletes and the way the public perceive them when you are a partier, as long as you can still ball.
Gronk.
You know what I'm saying?
Gronk.
Yeah, like people think it's awesome. Like if it came out that Harvey was out till 4 a.m. and then pitched a shutout,
yeah, people would
be
love
like,
it.
Oh, classic Matty
yeah,
H.
Yeah,
the Dark
and he's wearing
Knight
and
Juan
he's got
Oak.
His Saturdays for the Hampton shirt. Like he's the king. Everyone loves that. But the problem is, it's just like it's a fine line to balance because if you fall, you're screwed.
Winning cures everything.
I mean, is there anyone else besides Gronk who's known for that kind
of
stuff?
I was happy to think of the one example.
That really is. Like, is there anyone else who we like glorify in any way their partying behavior and relate it to their on field?
Not really.
I mean, if
JR kind of had his summer, but that was just because they won the championship.
That's true.
He's a good example.
Napoli,
good
people, once they win a title, obviously go crazy. They have their, you know.
Yeah. JR's a better example than Napoli. He's
Dude,
a little
Naps had a
party in Napoli's.
Party in Napoli's had a run after the Sox won that World Series.
Okay.
He was as shirtless in the streets as JR was. But he was like roaming around. Eyes in the back of
and
his head.
And his body,
his body was
kind of more indicative of the common man than JR.
Yeah, he's got the dad bod. All right, Clip, you want to talk NBA, don't you?
I would like to, yeah.
Draymond. Draymond has something to say about pretty much everything.
Well, he has a podcast now, huh?
He's tired.
So he's got to fill time. I mean, I can relate to him.
Does he have either of you listened? Does like he have a Cowherd thing? Is it just him?
It's just him for 3 hours.
No, that's not. Draymond just like.
No, I haven't listened to Draymond's
Chris,
podcast.
Chris, I can't believe you thought that
it
was.
It takes us 3 days
to
put this
question.
Together.
But I don't think he has
a co-host.
It's
him and Arvydas Sabonis.
He's got a lot to say.
Right, so he's, you know, he's taking shots at Olynyk, saying he's a dirty player.
This guy wants to do is take shots.
He's talking about Gordon Hayward, how he never stops thinking about the Final Four game they played against each other in college.
Yeah, shut up, dude.
And he said...
He's trying to make a thing with Gordon.
He said... Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean,
look at that.
Don't come at our boy.
So he said the Cavs, he wishes they played against better competition.
Yeah,
meanwhile,
he played the Jazz
and
the Blazers.
And the Trailblazers.
Who the Cavs both would have swept.
I agree.
Yeah.
It's almost like the Draymond story. There's basically two concurrent stories going on in the NBA playoffs. There's the games between the Wizards. Between the Wizards and the Celtics and Rockets and Spurs, which are okay. And then Draymond Green's nonsense about everything else.
How do you think Steph and Clay feel about it? Not sure. Yeah, hard to guess, but it would be annoying, I feel like.
Well,
to have a guy on your team that is just so loud.
He's the heart and soul of that team when you watch them play. Off the court, I don't know, but
I'm sure it's great when they're winning and it sucks when they're losing.
I don't think they would be who they are as far as the generational greatness without him, because the Steph, Clay, Durant personalities are not nearly as ruthless as Draymond's, and at times I think that's needed.
I did not think he was going to turn out to be the NBA player he is. I got to say that.
He's incredible. No question about it.
He should be like fat.
Fat, undersized.
I mean, he's blocking shots at Rudy Gobert, steals, playing point guard. He is the perfect fourth player for that team. So.
It does seem like this Draymond stuff is adding on to the shift, though, that the Warriors are turning into the team that the public is turning on, and the Cavs are turning into the team that people are going to root for, opposed to it's been the other way for the last couple years.
Do you think the Warriors' greatness is a good thing for LeBron, Klub?
For sure.
Like, this is such a juicy mountain for him to climb, and if he does, then the talk is really going to ratchet up.
I think you're right about that. It's great for LeBron because every... You know, it means so much more when you beat a team like the Warriors than you could say Jordan beating a team like the Jazz. The Stockton Malone Jazz didn't have nearly the sizzle that these Warriors had. I'm not sure it's good for the league. I've been thinking a lot about that. It's obviously a great 2 weeks we're about to have when they finally match up in the finals. I'm wondering if teams are even interested right now in trying to compete against these two teams. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
no,
why not?
It's becoming more clear that they're not.
Like, if I ran a team, why would I try to win right now when it's not really possible?
Especially in the East. Like, DeMar DeRozan, after their series, was like, said it how we would say it. He's like, yeah, if we had LeBron, we would have won.
Yeah, it's very hard to win when you don't have him.
Yeah, if we had him, we'd win. We don't, so we lose to just them. They're the only team we lose
right.
to. Yeah. But yeah, definitely. It gives him the ultimate drag in the slay.
It's the last. If he beats a Durant added Warriors, I don't know, man.
He's flying around right now. He's playing 46 minutes a night. He's at the peak of his powers. It's cool to watch.
His efficiency is incredible.
Do you guys think that either team will lose a game before they match up in the finals? At first, I would think that's crazy. Now, I don't know.
I think maybe the Warriors could lose one on the road.
Maybe
I don't
like
see
at
the
Spurs.
I don't see the Cavs. I don't see the Cavs losing to either of these teams just because they're not as good. Yeah, like in San Antonio, or I don't know, in Houston could be tough. They're a tricky matchup. But I don't think it would go more than five.
All right, let me switch gears on the basketball. Alex and I were talking about this pre-show. Spurs, unbelievable last night. Ginobili makes the game-winning block. And I was thinking to myself how much I used to hate the Spurs when I was growing up because they won all the time. And now I'm going to miss the Spurs when this Parker Ginobili Duncan era, which is still going on, is finally over.
Did you not used to like them?
Well, I was going to say, I didn't like them at first. The beginning of the Duncan era when they were really low scoring and beating the Pistons, and it was them against the Lakers all the time, I didn't like them. They also beat the Knicks for a championship. But I've definitely, my appreciation for them has grown in the twilight of their era.
They're great, man. It was awesome to see Manu last night.
Awesome.
Doing what he did. What was the deal with Kawhi?
He hurt his ankle. So he hurt his ankle late in the game. He tried to play, and that's why everyone. I was like, on the last possession, he wasn't on the court. I'm like, what the hell's going on? But that it was injury related.
So that seemed to be like the first good game of the playoffs. I didn't get to watch the end of it, but it seems like every game leading up to this game has been a blowout, right?
Every game has basically been decided outside of 10 points, which is
incredible. It's crazy. So well, it's nice that this.
Are there any other athletes you guys feel like that about? Where?
Yeah.
You didn't like them at first, and then by the end of it,
Federer.
Like, yeah, I feel exactly this. I think Federer is for me, too.
I used to hate Federer because he always beat Raonic.
Kobe, I came around on at the end.
And now I'm obsessed with Feds.
Who else?
I'm wondering if it's going to happen to me with LeBron James.
Ooh, you're coming around.
It's just hard not to become more affectionate for a player as they decline.
I think that's true. I think it's totally true. I've always kind of... I watching LeBron play is one thing. Every time he opens his mouth, I have a really hard time with that. So I'm not sure if that'll
when
ever change.
When is the decline going to come?
I don't know, but that's going to be hard for you, man.
When he's like fine. 15,
it's not
going to
be hard as Rogers' decline.
15 and 6.
But we have Hundley as a back.
Like those Jordan Wizards years.
That was the thing with me for Favre. I never had it because he was so good, and then I got Aaron. So yeah, it'll be strange.
And it's going to happen. I mean, he'll put it off.
Dude, it's
as any human being
he's
can.
Peaking.
I know. But it will happen. He is human.
That's what they say about Brady.
Goat.
Yeah.
Kloop, do you have anything else to say about McElwain? We did a lot at the top.
I was looking through our headlines. I'm like, oh, we could do McElwain again. That'd be good.
Yeah.
No, but I want more. I mean, we gotta get to the bottom of this.
Oh,
but
you also have the little sub note here, the Oregon. No, who is it?
Ed Orgeron. I saw this too.
Oh, yeah. No, it's LSU. Yeah.
I'm worried about this dude.
Ed Orgeron, head coach of LSU, says he drinks 8 to 10 Red Bulls a day.
Is it Red Bull? I just saw energy.
Or he
drink.
Said energy. Whatever.
Monster, maybe?
Dude, you shouldn't have 8 to 10 of anything.
Dude, I saw that tweet and I was like, legit, like, holy shit.
And obviously, you've seen Ed. He's not a small man.
You don't
dude,
know anybody
that's
that 8 does...
to 10 of those get pumping through you every day.
I'm not saying 8 to 10, but a lot of people will do like 5
8
energy.
To 10?
You might as well just do cocaine.
I'm not defending it. I'm just saying I know people who drink a lot of energy drink.
8 to 10
if
Red Bulls.
If I had 8 to 10 of those,
that can't feel
you're
normal.
You're a little guy.
I bet you feel tingly the whole day.
And then, and then you crash.
Like you're ready for whatever's coming next.
When is your last? Like, when is your last Red Bull at 8 to 10?
Or maybe drink some all before noon. Who knows?
Oh, Jesus.
Before bed, he has one?
Oh. Yeah.
Wakes up with one.
Right. Yeah. College football coaches, we've talked about this before, are just the best. Everything is, you know.
They're nonstop.
God, that time in between waking up and your first sip is pure hell.
It's like the first cigarette. I mean, you know this. That's always the best cigarette.
Shut up, dude. Shut up. That is not true.
Alex, you don't have to deny this anymore.
Everyone knows.
Your apartment smells like a box of Parliaments.
I wish I were a smoker just for your guys' amusement.
Okay.
All right, so no more
McElwain. And it looks cool. I just don't like it.
What's next, Alex?
Lonzo Ball kicks.
The Zoe...
Are we...
Twos?
When is this going to plateau with the dad? At what point do we stop caring about what this guy has to say?
My question is, he's in on it, right? Like, he's not being sincere.
You have to be... Yeah, you would have to be very... culturally and socially tone deaf to not understand.
But he's getting attention. So I'm not sure. Like, some people, everyone's making fun of him, but at the end of the day, everyone knows about these shoes, and they're not paying for advertising.
What have sales been like? We'll get John on that. I don't expect you to know.
Well, that's the thing, Alex.
I knew
first
Zach
of all,
was going to just spit out a lie.
First of all,
seven pair.
If you want Lonzo to sign them, they're $9.95.
Yeah, I know. Those
but
are the ones I want.
You can't get
no,
them.
No, I want the $270 flip-flops.
Yeah, he said they're the most. He
can
said they're more
them?
Comfortable than
you
Gucci.
You can play in them, yeah. You can't jump as well.
So they're only, I guess they're not coming out until November. So basically, I think they're just going to make whatever they sell. But my question is more about Lonzo. How good does he have to be where he's not always going to be known for his lunatic father?
I think he's going to be no matter what. I think people are going to, I was thinking I'm going to like him because everyone's going to go and hate him.
I was thinking the same thing.
You were thinking that about Zach?
Yes, and I was thinking that Zach is eventually going to come around on LeVar Ball, too. Like, he's going to have
I kind of like LeVar.
Zach's going to be,
like it's already started.
He's going to be in a big baller brand shirt before
that's
next
actually
Christmas.
Not a bad
we
got
to get you,
you buy
some
low.
We got to get you.
And then no, in a decade, you'll be coming around.
You don't buy low on these, though. It's $495.
Oh, like, yeah, I can't afford the shoes.
Is it a quality shoe?
Yeah, it's a good shoe.
No one knows.
Sturdy, good ankle
See,
support.
I would, if they were
pump them up, nah, I don't
if
know.
If they were Nikes, I would go to Nike Town and try them on just to see what they were like.
Well,
research.
See, that's my question.
But
is
there's
he
no
ever going to get a real shoe deal, or is
of
his
course.
Dad too big of a dick?
No, of course not.
God,
like,
I love
that.
It.
he went
that
into
is
socks.
The barrier between him and having a shoe deal with Nike.
Zach, he went into the meetings with Under Armour, Nike, all the big shoe
with
brands.
His dad.
With the dad, of course.
I love
he doesn't
this
go
guy.
Anywhere without his dad, and his dad goes, this is a shoe, like, you guys can't put any of your logos on it, you have no say in the design, and you're going to co-brand it. Like,
you know
up.
This is going to get to a point where LeVar is at the game, like, yelling at the coach, and the owner's going to have to come out and make a statement saying that he's, like, can't come to the games anymore, or something like that.
Well, that'll be exciting. That'll get us through a week next February.
Yeah, and the dog days.
I'm on the ball train, though. You convinced me.
What if, like, all of the brothers end up being huge stars in the NBA?
And they take over.
And the
super
big baller
team.
Brand is just a cash windfall.
Then I'll wish I'd gotten
the
in
shoes
early.
Shoes are like 900 yeah. without the SIG.
SIG. Alright.
Kloop, I don't know. I got the Starberries for 25. Good sneaker.
Well, last but not least, and Zach, feel free to take a bow or do a swag walk, whatever you want to do.
He's walking.
Dwayne,
he's doing the walk.
I don't know what you're going
to
say. Oh, yeah,
Dwayne The Rock Johnson says he's more likely now to run for president next time around.
He would win.
He said likely possibility or something like that. He didn't say more likely than not.
Well, it's
he
certainly.
Said it looked like he's gonna do it.
He's a lot. Quarter. It's. I read the article. He's a lot more open to the idea than he used to.
He
be.
Talked a lot about it. In
yeah.
that, in that piece,
dude, he could win.
GQ cover story, and a chunk of it, like the same amount. If GQ wrote a piece about Mark Zuckerberg, they would be about 2020. Was in this piece.
I agree. He's seriously talking about it. What do you guys, honestly, his social media
Dude.
Following alone can get him through
he's
Iowa.
Got, I'm not kidding.
Through Iowa? He's got 80 million Instagram followers.
Trump picked up Steve just because he was famous. This guy's likable. Everyone loves him.
If half
his
of
approval
his Instagram
rating would be 100.
Imagine Dwayne The Rock on a trip to Moscow to meet Putin.
I would actually
Dude, it makes
like
sense.
It.
I would love it.
I prefer it to what we have now.
Me too.
But listen, does Donald Trump have a better... And I'm asking Alex, the political analyst.
Okay, my answer to this is no.
Does Donald Trump have a better presidential resume? Like, before he started running for president, before he came down the elevator, does he have a better presidential resume than Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
If you had... It's... We live in a different universe now, Chris, so it's impossible to say. But if you had asked me, like, before the 2016 race... Before any of that, who was a more likely president?
You would say The Rock.
I probably would have said The Rock. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I think I probably would have said
The
Rock. The
guy is universally loved. I love him. Baywatch
Dude,
is going to be
everyone
awesome.
Loves him.
Who else?
So can who else do you want to see in there? I mean, I'm looking at Bovada right now.
What is The Rock at? Because I should have taken him 100
to 1. The Rock has definitely gone up. Because
I was going to take him at 100 to 1. I said it a year ago.
Yeah, you should have.
He's
like Clooney
president.
Is up there.
Clooney, no.
Tom Brady.
No. Brady's on the board.
What's
DiCaprio's
the
on the board. Dwayne The Rock was at plus 12,500 the last time I checked.
So who else has that kind of appeal?
No one, dude.
That universal appeal?
Well, dude, in this day and age, no one is actually just universally liked. It's
Oprah. I know, it actually Oprah. Is yeah, Oprah. That's a good one.
It's actually except easier. It's
Beyonce.
Much easier.
Actually, Beyonce has haters, but she has a...
See, The Rock doesn't have haters.
Has rabbit a following.
Rock literally doesn't have haters. He's right.
Because if you hate on The Rock, you're an idiot.
It's so true.
Leo? I mean, Leo people like.
Leo's got haters, though.
Leo's got plenty of haters.
I was thinking in sports.
Miles Teller.
In sports, by the end of it, David Ortiz was pretty loved.
Yeah.
So was, and Jeter was pretty loved. I was just thinking of, like, comps in any realm of society.
Tom Hanks.
People like Hanks.
Come
no
on.
Question.
Cutler.
If you don't like Hanks, fuck yourself.
Jesus.
Honestly. Tom Hanks is an American treasure. Jim Nance.
I wish Tom
Nance
Hanks had
does
actually,
not have any haters.
Sully Sullenberger.
Yes.
Beloved. I mean, come
no, he's
on.
He's got haters, dude.
Are there Sully haters?
Oh, yeah. Big
there's,
time.
Yeah, there's dark Reddit forums hating on Sully.
Yeah, Zalipa, I think you missed the boat. I think you missed the boat on The Rock on the good, juicy odds.
Yeah, but we'll have Tyler rerun the track from the fall when I called it before anyone.
We're, Tyler, you're not doing that.
No, later. This is in 2020.
Oh, we're going to do it in
a
couple
years. We'll timestamp it.
All right, fine. Clip, you got a little fake news before we get out of here?
I have some excellent fake news. Can't wait to do it.
Let's do it. All right, so three headlines for you. One of them might not be real.
Might not be real. I'm not falling for that.
One of them isn't real. Okay, number one. BuzzFeed reporting that Trump eats a fast food meal at least once a week and usually on a Wednesday night.
True.
No.
That's Tuesday. You tricked me.
I bet that's true.
It's not. Oh, you bet the once a week thing?
Whether it was reported or not, he crushes fast food.
Yeah, that's true.
Putin got into a shoving match in the locker room after today's falls.
Dude, the problem is delivering these.
No, Putin got into a shoving match I would have heard about. In a locker room.
He played the old-timers game today,
Finish the
Clue.
Sentence.
You know when he scores, he rings up seven goals.
Yeah, Putin played the old-timers game and absolutely flushed goals, right?
God, he loves it. Yeah, it's really good. All right, last one. The actor who plays Jin Yang in Silicon Valley.
False.
Played.
You know,
played,
he's my favorite, dude. He wasn't just in the news by coincidence this week.
Played the man who was carjacked by the Tsarnaev brothers. In the action drama Patriots Day.
False but dark.
No,
that's true.
Oh my God.
That is true.
Okay, good.
You can see the actor who played Jin Yang in Patriots Day.
All right,
is he good?
He's excellent. Kloop?
Okay. All right, so as per usual.
I think you missed them all.
No,
you got Putin.
I have. So there's three groups of two, and one is true, one is false.
Okay, fine.
Matt LeBlanc got his big break in a non-speaking role in Bob Seger's Night Moves video, is one.
Okay.
Matthew Perry turned down the role of Jigsaw in the Saw franchise.
Two is more likely than one for me there.
No.
Keep going.
No, two is false.
Matt LeBlanc did appear in the Night Moves music video, and he apparently was so drunk the entire time because him and Seeger crushed a bottle of tequila pre-shoot.
You know I love LeBlanc.
Okay, I have two more. Harry Styles has two extra nipples.
True. No, I know Efron
just
does.
Just you gotta wait for the second one.
Relax, he jumped all over that.
All right, and Bruno Mars' birth certificate name is Joe Paterno.
The second, I feel like I would know about the second one,
dude. If the second
That's
one's
tough.
True, and you
if the second
the
one's true, if the second one's true, good on you, Clue.
It's true that that Styles has two extra nipples. Bruno
so
Mars,
does Zac Efron. He has three.
Bruno Mars' name on his birth certificate is not Joe Paterno. All right, Enrique Iglesias has a terrible fear of spoons. Versus one of Channing Tatum's first appearances in show business was in Ricky Martin's music video, She Bangs.
Both true.
She Bangs, false.
No, She Bangs is
Shit.
True.
Were you
I was on fire today.
Were you on some dark, like, how did they get their start website?
Yeah, that's where you were.
Well, it all started because the other night it was getting kind of late, I will admit.
You're sweating out the Giants
and I'm
Marlins
watching,
game.
I'm watching.
Yeah, you got the A's game out.
You need Melanson to close it out.
It's in 13. It's 3 a.m.
It was the night after the Derby, and me and our friend Max were closing down the night, and we put night moves on, and we're like, oh my God, is that true?
Oh, that must have been right after I left, huh?
Yeah, it was just two of us at that point, so.
Did you see you could win 22,000 beers if Brooks Koepka makes a home run?
That's exciting.
Yeah.
In one of 10 PGA Tour events, you sign up, you can win a 2,200 beers. So.
2,200 or 22,000?
Oh, did I say 1,000?
This is the kind of stuff that got Comey in trouble, dude.
Well, he's bigger than me.
He is. All right, Cliff, that's all we got.
All right, 22, guys.
It's got to be 2,200.
All right. Well, next time we'll circle back on this. Thanks for listening.
All right.